Just one halakha, and you read the Asiman Reshme Malakha Zayin. Maran writes, Hayav la'amod mepene aviv. Straightforward. Person has to stand up in front of his father. The source of this halakha is from the Gemara Kedushin Namir Aleph, Amud Bet, where it says, Rav Yosef, Ki ava shama kalkar ade ime, when he heard the footsteps of his mother, no difference, mother and father, Amar ikum mekameh shekhinah de'atya. He said, let me stand up in front of the Shekhinah that is coming. And that's also brought down by Harambam in Hilchot Mamrim. Perek Vav Halakha Gimel, Umshamesho b'shara devarim, she'ashem mashim mishamishim me'metarav ve'omed me'panav. And he writes, Kederek shu omed me'penei rabbo. In the same way that he stands in front of his rabbi. So from those words, they say, in the Rambam, from the way he stands in front of his rabbi, that means Rabbo Muvak. That just like when it comes to his rabbi, he has to stand up from when he sees him, not only when he comes within the four amot, so therefore a parent has the same deen as a rabbi. And therefore you have to stand up from Melo Enav. And that's the way they explain it as well. Unfortunately, this halakha is somewhat neglected. The Mefarshim talk about that. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, "Ba'avonotenu harabim, mitzvah zu zenuha me'od, ve'en doresh ota ve'en levakesh." Which means, unfortunately, this mitzvah is neglected. People are not fulfilling it. And could be they want to say, maybe because they're relying on the fact that the parents probably are mohel. And the halakha says that a parent that's mochel on his kavod, kavodo mahul. However, you should get express consent, verbal permission, to make sure that that is true. If you didn't get verbal consent, halakha is indeed that a person has to stand up, even if the parents are young parents, even if they're, let's say, ama'aris and things like that, Maran does not make a difference.